space down that housing estate as well. So there have been a lot of cases like that where people have inadvertently put dioxins into the environment. They've figured out people getting crooks that something's wrong. They then analyse after the event what might have occurred, and then they've just had to shut things down. Next class of toxic organic, PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. So if we're now taking two benzene rings and rather than joining them via a single bond to make a biphenyl, if we simply fuse them together, we make a polycyclic aromatic system. So naphthalene is the simplest one, used in mothballs. All of the insect people upstairs really like sniffing naphthalene, and I really can't understand it, because if you look at the MSDS sheet for naphthalene, it's not a particularly good compound. So if anybody gets heavily into insects, I would strongly urge you have a good read of that MSDS before you go working for days and days sniffing naphthalene. Up at Cape Tribulation, they do a lot of insect work. There's a lot of beetle work up there. And I finally convinced them to get a cupboard that they stored all their insects in outside of the laboratory environment, because they were working in a fixed air-conditioned laboratory system, and it was full of naphthalene inside a cupboard. So they're actually sitting in it, working in it for like 12 hours a day, pinning beetles, which is completely the wrong thing to do. The PAH is then formed when you take an organic material and you incompletely burn it. So if you have a forest fire, it will produce PAHs. Volcanic eruptions, they pyrolyze any of the organic matter around, like the forest sitting on the surfaces. They make polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. And first year, I think I showed you guys a picture of the steak sitting on the barbecue. That steak then, when you heat it to very high temperatures on a nice hot barbecue, that will generate PAHs on the outside of your steak. Either way, though, these compounds in small doses are not problematic. It's large doses are going to be the issues. The actual synthesis method then either takes small hydrocarbons and builds it up with a radical process into aromatic systems, which is called pyrosynthesis. Or alternatively, you take a large, complicated organic molecule and you break it down via pyrolysis, so you crack it apart, and that finally ends up as a stable aromatic system. You remember from first year that the hydrocarbons that are alkanes and alkenes, those guys tend to be, the ones with functional groups that are reactive, like the alkenes and the alkynes, are much less stable than something like the aromatic systems, because these aromatic systems, even though we write multiple bonds into their structure, we do not get the characteristic reactivity that we would find for alkenes and alkynes. These guys are unreactive in that sense. As a result, these are quite stable molecules that are normally formed when you take a more reactive system and you're looking for a thermodynamic end of the reactive sequence. That's why PAH